Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit, Pastor Shei Osoyinbi, enjoy the Spirit.
Now listen to me. When you come into the presence of God as a believer, and you're coming based on promises, what you are coming there to do as an ecclesia is to obtain judgment on your behalf. That woman said, avenge me speedily. He says, how will your father not avenge those who cry to him day and night? Why do you think we need to cry to God day and night? Is it because God does not hear us? Did Jesus not say that he knows what you have need of before you pray? Did he not say so? So why must you cry to him day and night? Because there is an accuser in the court that marshals arguments every time. Okay, you want a piece of shirt. He will tell God, number one, this guy does not know the word of God that backs it up. So the Holy Ghost gives you a promise that the Lord shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. He said, don't mind him. He's not entitled to it because he doesn't pay tithe. You say, Lord, I pay my tithe every day because your word promises that you open the windows of heaven. Are you with me? You must keep talking and keep marshalling your points until you knock off all the things he's marshalling against you before the throne. But we often give up before we get anything. A prophet has said that there are many blessings that are hanging that people never claimed. And I read that in Francis Hunter's book. He said, do you know that there are so many, he said that there are more spare parts in heaven for every human being than there are number of human beings on earth. Every organ in the human body, there are spare parts. But nobody is bold enough to go and claim it. And that's tough. How happened? She said, I don't know what went on. She was, I think she had gone to the dentist and they removed certain teeth in her mouth. And one morning she woke up to brush her teeth and found a new set of 32, new completely. And she was startled. I said, God, what happened? He said, I just replaced the ones that were there before. It's not about creative miracles. She didn't pray. Just woke up and teeth was there. So can you imagine if people deliberately go and say we want it? He says you don't receive because you pray amiss. We often pray amiss. And for us to believe God for harvest, so many things must be asked for. Praise the Lord. Now, this evening, I want to start speaking to us about portals. Everybody say portals. Now, what are portals? Now, you need to understand certain things about creation. In Genesis chapter 1, can we pick the thought from verse 4? It's a long verse. Now, you know that God created the light. Now, God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from darkness. Please understand this. There was darkness over the whole creation. The creation is not the earth. It's all the expanse of creation. All the known solar systems. Now, there are solar systems that men are still discovering. We just have our solar system. What's the name of our solar system? You are the physicist. The galaxy. Then there are galaxies innumerable. So you can imagine. And they say that the solar system is expanding. It's not shrinking. What is it doing? It's expanding. Do you know that light can bend? They say light travels in a straight line. No, it's not always true. Light can bend. Under magnetic force, it will bend. Light can be absorbed. Okay, don't let me go into physics. This is not tonight. Praise the Lord. So I don't confuse those who are non-physicists. If you enter physics, you will enter into certain realms of... It's not this world. You can't find the equation for it. You just enter there. Praise God. So you find that the physicists and the mathematicians work together, because it is mathematicians that translate the things in the realm of the spirit into reality. They found out that those things follow mathematical rules. So they look for equations to translate it. So if you can get the equation, the thing will work. I'll be prof. That's your PhD thesis I'm giving you. Praise God. Amen. When God created the heavens and earth, there was darkness. Every realm of creation was darkness. And the Bible says, God said, let there be light, and there was light. And the Bible says, and the light was good. And God divided the light from darkness. What's the meaning of God divided light from darkness? And there was light. So, can you imagine, just let your imagination run wild tonight. Light, darkness, they were all mixing together. And the pastor saw that light was good. Then he separated light from, as a darkness. You never gave it a talk before, have you? Okay, let me leave it, since I don't want to confuse you. Next verse. And God called the light day. Please pay attention. And the darkness he called night. And the evening were, and the morning were the first day. What was the first day? When does your day start? Your day starts in the day. But God's day started in the night. His day started in the evening and the morning. So, Wednesday effectively has started from 6 p.m. It's a great Georgian calendar that converted day to 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. I'll be to 12 p.m. 12 a.m. to 12 p.m. Okay. Let's move on. Then verse 6. And God said, let there be firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Verse 7. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament. There were waters under the firmament. And the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. There was water. There was a firmament which we don't know what it is now. And he created water below it and water above firmament. Hallelujah. Praise God. Continue. And God called the firmament heaven. Remember, there's water above the firmament. There's water above the firmament and there's water below the firmament. Alright. Secondly, let's continue. 9. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place and let the dry land appear. And it was so. 10. And God called the dry earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he the seas. And God saw that it was good. 11. And God said, let the earth bring forth full grass, yielding its kind. Continue. This is not my emphasis. Let's continue. And the earth. Okay, next verse. And the evening and the morning were the third day. Next verse, 14. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. And let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. Doesn't this make sense? Remember, he has created light at one particular point. In verse 4, he created light and separated light from darkness. Abi, and he called it the light day and the darkness night. Now he's saying here again, let there be lights in the firmament of heaven to divide the day from the night. This is astrology. But that's not where I'm going tonight. Hallelujah. I just want you to see that when God created this thing you call heavens, the Bible speaks about heavens. It's not one heaven. Are you with me? What we have, what we see is just one heaven. There are still heavens. And we know from scriptures and theologians prove that there are actually three basic heavens. Within each strata, there could be different kinds of heavens. Is that okay? Are you with me? And this is how they divided it. There is what they call the heaven of heavens. That's the dwelling place of God. We call it the third heaven. There is the middle one. Are you with me? The middle heaven. And yet, this middle heaven, these two heavens are not apparent to the natural eyes. We know from space exploration that they've traveled to the furthest part of the earth, and they're still planning to travel to the further part of the solar system. And we understand that even the solar system is still expanding. We don't know when they will get to the end of our own solar system. Nothing yet has gotten that far to Pluto. Are you with me? They're still trying to get to Mars, Jupiter, and they're trying their best. It's not easy. Praise God. I was watching a film, a science fiction film, and they sent certain people to, Jupiter or somewhere, more far planet. And when they entered the orbit of that thing, it was as if their age was reduced. They were just about 5 years by their clock, but on Earth, some 30 years or so have passed. The man was young. His own children had already become grandchildren, and he was still as young as they, or even younger than them. You don't understand what I mean. People were aging faster on Earth than others were aging over there. So you now understand the concept of eternity, where there is no time. That's why nobody can die, because there's nothing that affects this body. Even I think the Earth's rotation is what is causing corruption. It's my own theory. Planetary operations and all those things. I mean, because imagine the Earth is just revolving around the sun and turning on its axis, and the night has come, and one day has been added to your year. But the truth is that something is affecting your body. Your body is deteriorating. Like that mere head movement. Remember, somebody who has left this realm and entered that other realm does not die. Doesn't feel anything. It's not subject to that rotation. I'm not saying you're going to stop the rotation there. So. Praise God. But this is my take on this. The heavens will see, even to planet Pluto, is still called the physical heaven. It's still called the first heaven. Are you with me? You see what? The first heaven. However, what God did when he began to do all the separations is that he made sure that one sphere does not enter the other. He put boundaries for each. I hope you are following me. What did he do? He put boundaries for each. Now, remember the Bible says, and there was war in heaven. Book of Revelation, chapter 12. There was what where? In heaven. He said, the dragon and his angels fought, and Michael and his angels also fought, and they pushed him out of heaven, and his place was no longer found in heaven. Praise God. The next question is that where did they push him into? Where did Satan enter into? Satan and his angels, when they said they fell, it was because they pushed them out of the third heavens. So as far as they're concerned, in terms of hierarchy and operation, the third heaven says he ruleth over all. God in the heavens rule over all, but he who is up there rules the heavens of heavens. So automatically he who's ruling the heavens of heaven rules in all the realms of creation. Praise the Lord. I don't know if that's making sense. Now, this is the take. When Satan was cast out of heaven, he came into the second heaven. Even though that second heaven was not visible to the human eye. Praise the Lord. Now, when God made Adam, what did the Bible say? Give me the story of creation in Genesis. The Bible says, and when God formed man out of dust, what did God do? He breathed into him the breath of life. What did he breathe? Breath of life. Remember, God is spirit. So what he breathed into him was what? Spirit. But when Basil's and when that spirit entered his body, what did man become? A living soul. So when spirit and clay mixed, I don't know how they mixed, but that's chemistry, advanced chemistry, praise God. What it produced was a soul. Man became a living soul. Now, because he had a spirit that was not dead, man could access any of these three realms without any problem. Do you understand? God could come down and he could also ascend. Praise the Lord. But when he fell, his spirit died. Now there's something about that human spirit that we are yet to discover. Without the spirit, man can't locate God. Do you understand what I mean? Man cannot do what? Can't locate God. There's still so much mystery wrapped in the spirit of a man. The Bible says there's a spirit in man. And the inspiration of who? What does it do for him? So where does understanding come from? It comes from the spirit. It's not from the soul. It's not from the mind. It's the spirit. That's where understanding emanates from. There are things you will just know, and you just know it. All you now need to do, what your mind can do now, is to come to the laboratory and work it out. I don't know if I'm making sense. And then you can write a book that people can follow. But the original concept came from where? Came from the spirit. Somewhere called spirit. Praise the Lord. Jesus Christ said on Calvary, he said, unto your hands, Father, I commit my what? My spirit. And the Bible said, he gave up the ghost. And so what happened? He said, we hear the prophet say, you made a promise, you will not leave my soul in hell. So it was not the spirit that went to hell. What went to hell? His soul. The Bible says he was raised by the power of God. It was the spirit of the resurrection that raised him from the dead. Are you with me? Well, that's what I'm just trying to say. Now, what am I bringing us to about portals tonight is this. Hallelujah. When Adam fell because he fell from that third heaven's operation. Are you with me? That's the meaning of he fell. It was not that the man was standing on a big mountain and they rolled him down this mountain. No. The man was operating in a realm that he could no longer access again. So as far as the heavens were concerned, he had fallen. Are you with me? And his fall was not just that he fell into the second heaven as Lucifer fell to the second heaven. He fell to the earth and became an earth man. He became subject to the five senses. Are you with me? And he could no longer locate his way back. Now you remember that in the Garden of Eden, after that fall, what did God do? He set two cherubims. How many cherubims? Two cherubims. And what did they do? They said they should not locate the way back to the tree. The tree was not located in the earth realm. The tree was located in the heavenly realm, in the third heavens. Are you with me? Lest they find their way back in that fallen state and they eat of that tree, then heaven will have a problem. Because they will have access to heaven in that fallen state. And there will be serious warfare. It's too difficult for them to eradicate it. Because it carries a lot of potentials that God, what it carries is not what angels carry. So that is that. But again, for those of us who are interested in angels, I suspect that cherubims are associated with way. They're custodians of ways. They keep the ways. That's my own, from what Genesis chapter 3, that's my own take on that. Praise the Lord. Since that day, Satan gained unrestricted access to the first heavens, when men fell. And if you look at from Genesis 3 to Genesis chapter 6, you could say that Satan flooded the earth. A man opened the gate by sin. And Cain opened more, because no demon can operate on earth without somebody inviting him. Are you with me? Somebody must bring them down. In other words, see, there are, you can't access it, you must come through gates. Somebody must open the door. When Jesus Christ said, I have the keys of David and I open, no man can show. What was he talking about? He was talking about gates, portals. Ability to open any of these realms, it can go in and come out. Praise the Lord. You remember when Jesus Christ was walking the earth and he saw this demon of Gazarene or so? You know what they told him? They said, Jesus, we know who you are. you are the Son of God. Said, have you come to torment us before our time? You think those demons were being, that they were playing with words? No, they were being sarcastic. They were telling Jesus, listen, see, when they said you are the Son of God, you don't understand what they're saying. They were saying that as God, you rule in the heavens. You have no right to come here on earth. That's why Jesus kept using the title, the Son of Man. The Son of Man. So, giving him the legal right to operate on earth. Without that, he had no business in the earth. Because nobody invited him. Nobody invited you. This earth realm that you see, somebody gave it to me. And I give it to whosoever I want. Why did Jesus say, Uparo? Igbagbeshiye? You know the Igbagbe. How many of you watch this local film? Kill room that Jelano, Ubugarini, Ewaloje. It's not like that. He was not contesting because he was telling the truth. The key to this realm was handed over to him. He said, look, Adam handed keys to him. The primary war of salvation was fought over keys. Who has access and right to the keys? Who has the ability, who has the permission to open portals? So, what has happened over the years is that men have opened portals to fallen spirits. In those days before Noah, men opened portals to all kinds of wicked spirits. And men became giants in the earth. And God saw that the wickedness of their heart was terrible. He couldn't recognize his creation again because they had metamorphosed. Nimrod. Remember Nimrod? You know, Nimrod came after the flood. You don't know about Nimrod. Nimrod was a mighty hunter before the Lord. Now, the mighty hunter means the man was an hunter of men. Now, the man had a sexual relationship with his mother. See, those things, when people commit sin, there's a way it opens portals for demons to come in. It comes into our lives, it comes into our nation, it comes into our race, it comes into all this. When people sacrifice to idols, we call idols, you know what they are doing? They are opening portals. They are inviting demons. Are you aware that? I understand that in Yoruba land and other places, when they are afraid of war, they go to the edge of the town and they make sacrifices. And they invite certain powerful spirits to become guardians of that place. And war will not come. But one thing also, not only does it drive away war, it also drives away prosperity. So look at many famous towns in those days, Gompa. War didn't get to them when war everywhere was falling for war. Somehow the military strategists will not be able to take that place, or they will not be able to go there, but somehow they will not be able to get, but they are protected by spirits. Praise the Lord. So until you bind those spirits, prosperity will come in. Many years ago, I had a dream. We were at Futa Junction there. Are you aware that there's a triangular setup at that Futa Junction? Before that, it was called the old Ijare Road. It's a triangle. It's a triangle of Orita Meta. Orita Meta is bad. In Yoruba mythology, you know what the Orita Meta is? A place where three roads meet. The meeting of three points. And that is a place for occult operation. That's why you find all these sacrifices are there. Are you with me? Now, it's even more bad that they now form a triangle. And that day, I had a dream. And that dream, where those, where that Abanic building is, I didn't see the building. I saw a dead tree that went up. And I was looking at the tree and I said, but why is this, what is this dead tree doing on the road? This tree should have been cut down. And that's what I said. But I now look closely and I said, this is not a tree. These are human beings. This is a demon. And I saw the shape, I saw the head, I saw the legs, I saw everything. I said, shit, inside this place. Then I knew that there is a warfare to be fought at that junction. When you speak about gatekeepers, there are gatekeepers. There are certain places in Akure where these people are kept all over. They are fallen spirits. Some people open the portal for them to come in. And because they have legal right to operate, you can't challenge them. The only way you can deal with the matter is to go back to the throne and go and challenge their authority to operate. Am I talking to you? Because if you don't do it, angels can't come in. Angels are the carriers of the blessing. All the Paul said in Hebrews, say, are they not ministering spirits sent to minister to them who are heirs of salvation, or who should inherit salvation? Now, remember the story of Daniel in Daniel chapter 9. Do you remember the story? Am I making sense tonight? He said he was praying, and he prayed for 21 days, confessing the sins of his people and all the rest of that. And eventually Gabriel came in, and Gabriel said, look, for the day you opened your mouth to speak, God heard you. And I was dispatched to respond to your prayer. But the prince of Persia withstood me. Why did the prince of Persia withstand him? Because he was entering enemy territory. You know what sustained that spirit in the air? Were the worship and the sacrifices that the Babylonians had offered. Am I talking to you? And so you were entering enemy territory. You couldn't come through. So what made it possible was a sustained petition before heaven, demanding an answer from heaven. And heaven had no choice but to dispatch warring angels. And even at the time he was, they said the war is still waging. It's still raging. You don't understand. Blessings may not come through because we do not recognize the nature of warfare that we are fighting. Jesus said about areas. He said, when the strong man is in where? In his house. There are powers. There are principalities. There are powers. They are rulers of darkness. Now, they are rulers of the darkness. They are not rulers of darkness. They are rulers of the darkness. Those are princes. So, principalities and powers, there's principality for Futa. Especially for Lish and Garage. Because if you notice, if you are very careful about demographics, you will know that the people who live in Futa are different from people who live in Lish and Garage. Okay, let me go to Lagos. The people who live in Oshodi, they are not like the people who live in VI. You think it's the money they have that makes them like that? It's the principalities that orchestrated that operation. That the people of Oshodi, hey, go about, hey, Mushi. Amen. Now carry that boy and touch him up and bring him to Ikoyi. Now praise God, man. Lord help him, man. Hallelujah. But you ain't no show there at the change, at the step up. What stepped him up were principles. Those principles were orchestrated in a realm he did not understand. Say you are with me. And so if you are going to invade the strong man's house, you have to bring in angels into the battle. But who will let them through? Because they must come through the second heaven. I don't know whether I'm making sense. They must come where? To the center. So it takes somebody to open the portal and let them through. You see this thing now, Lion King. Unbeliever, no call, but it's there. It's real. This guy didn't just imagine it. It's a reality. Uncle Fish, you feel me? Praise God. That's what Jesus said. I have the keys of David. Anywhere I open is open. But he's not going to open it if you don't open it. We do this unconsciously. Praise God. Something I'm sharing, we do it unconsciously. But I'm bringing an understanding to us. Hallelujah. How do you release the blessing of God upon a nation, upon a people? Because if God does not pour out his blessing, the nation will be cursed. Some people must open it. What happened to Elijah? Let me use Elijah's analogy. Elijah. What happened to Elijah? Elijah stood before him and said, I shut heaven by my word. What was he shutting? listen to me. Do you understand? You see, this thing you call geography and weather, there are angels in charge. Are you there? What? There are angels in charge. As you have angels of God in charge, you also have demons in charge. For every hierarchy of God, Satan has a parallel hierarchy in charge of everything. That's why you can do crusade and reign with form. You don't understand? Reign with form. Then the man of God will now come and say, that reign will speak to you. It's written in the word of God that everything were created for God and by God and for his pleasure. And we are also here for his pleasure. So one servant cannot disturb his next servant. So we command you to blow away. And then the whole place will just dissipate. And it's a miracle. You know what you did? You release angels to go and push it away. So when Elijah stood, he said, I closed heaven. You know what he was doing? He was obtaining judgment from God. And the angels in charge shot the rain. And no wind blew over that land. You carry moisture. Rain fell on that place, so, but rain didn't fall there. Those angels blocked it. You've watched the Clash of the Gods now. Have you watched the Clash of the Gods? Those Greek mythologies. When that one that has hair, say, look, when is it Gargon or Dragon? That serpentine, it was Medusa. They said, look, the only way you can kill Dragon is go and get Medusa. For anyone she looks at becomes a stone. Then they said that they call it the Clash of the Gods. You know, somebody went to the deeps to go and release that dragon. That person, an angel. And when it is time, they said, Prince of Greece. Oh, yeah. Prince of Pasha is coming. Oh, yeah. Crow, no. I mean, they're buying them. They put him in order. Yeah, well, no, yeah, man, but she turned to you. That idiot will now come and say, here. But they gave it to you. He said, I give it to whomsoever I will. That's how God operates. When it is time, the angels will come and infect it. Let me ask you. Is it archangel that bound Satan for 1,000 years? Kill the angel. Uncle of angel. For an angel to bind Lucifer, he's not a small boy. He bound him. Have you seen soldier hit? Oh, God, my friend, come here, my friend. Where are you? There, where they say, can you change? Or they choose in the bottom, bless me, they're sealing. They'll walk away. Then, when 1,000 years was up, an angel went again to release it. And understand operation angel. We must find a way of cooperating with these angels. He said to the angel of the church of Sardis, write. He wasn't speaking to, they said pastors, he wasn't speaking to, but he was speaking to angels. There are angels in charge of this church. You must find a way to get in touch with them. But you see, don't please go occultic. I don't have revelation. Just follow Jesus. Amen. I'm connecting with the angel of PGT. I'm connecting, Papa. Demons will land on your head. Because there's nowhere in the Bible that is taught. Are you with me? Hagin said, you don't have any right to send any angel on assignment. The angel, what? Michael, she will lock with Michael. My mommy, she's in the village. Go and tell her that your son is where. Then your mother now gets a revelation. Say, ah, it's yourself. It was not Michael that went. It was our Malaika. You have called them Malaika. You've opened portals without your realizing it. And the funny thing about this foul spirit, that when you open such portals, they enter your bloodline. You've opened doors of contamination. Some of us have been in cele before. Those spirits have legal right to stay in your life until you confess the sin before heaven and ask heaven to break the connection. That thing will torment you and to continue to the bloodline. If your great-great-grandparents were warriors, by mere fact that you take blood unjustly in war, you've opened portals. What did God tell David? So you can't build my house. Your hands are full of blood. Blood men can't build the house of God. Only men of peace can build the house. Because if you build the house of God with blood, it becomes a portal for demons to also access it. So as we pray for this land, we must recognize that there are strongholds. And those strongholds became so because men opened portals for those spirits to come. They had legal rights. We have to take away their legal right on which they stand. So then you will first say, so it's good to say, they said you will now go and meet him. And first of all, what will you do? He says you will first take away his armor. Then you will bind him. You can't bind him without taking away his armor. There's a procedure. Do you know what that scripture is? The scripture of strong man. When the strong man is in his house, when a strong man harmed, keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. Next verse. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusted, then divided his spoil. When he is in his palace, his palace means where he rules. Kings rule by decrees. Kings rule because they have authority and permission. Hallelujah. But he must be dispossessed. So when you come against it, you are the stronger because he who is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. Are you with me? But then the procedure is clear. You must first do what? Disarm. The best way to disarm is not binding and losing. The best way to disarm is removing his legal rights. You see, they've been defeated on Calvary and the resurrection. We are not going in there again to fight. We're not going to go, hey, praise God. I remember the testimony of a brother. I want to share again with you. One said, the demon possessed man asked him, I've shared before, said, what are you standing on? The one said, I'm standing on my feet. The demon possessed man removed fire from his cheek. He took fire from his cheek. When he slapped the fire, praise God. He now thought to another and said, what are you standing? Where are you standing? Now I said, I'm not standing. I am seated. He was standing literally, but he said, I'm not standing. You know what he said? Spirit was communicating to spirits. They were talking coded words. It's good. So I'm not standing, I'm seated. Said, I'm seated with Christ Jesus, far above principalities, powers, might, and dominion. Says, it's from that realm I wage my warfare. He now said, that spirit, you're out. And the spirit left. That much I do. You know why? He has taken away the ground of his authority. Because he has told him the stronger has come. Hallelujah. So you need to understand what we are dealing with. Now, let me close with this scripture. Jesus said this. He said, I build my church. And what? What is a gate? A gate where things come in and things go out. Praise God. So, he said the gates of hell will prevail. What is this talking about? He's talking about places where access is given. Gates are places, portals where powers of darkness come through the second heaven and where they contend in the earth realm. Said, but in my own ecclesia, they won't be able to contend against them. They won't be able to prevail against them. And also, a gate is a place where decisions are made, where judicial decisions are taken. Because at the gate, they accuse brethren there. Because what gates do, since they are portals, since they are the one that gain access into the place, into the, remember Jesus Christ said, they said, I'm the door. No man cometh through any other means except through me. Are you with me? He was talking about portals. If you want to access the sheep, I am the door. If you are coming into heaven, you must come through this portal. I am the door. Praise the Lord. And the same door is also the shepherd. I don't know whether you understand. He's talking about portals. So how do we open this portal and allow God to come in? Remember, I spoke about Judicia. Because if the gates will not prevail, that means we are going to challenge them in the gates. He said, blessed is the man who has a quiver full of them. He said, they will answer the enemy at the gates. We will need men that can answer the enemy at the gates. Men that can go like Solomon. You think it was funny that they just put Samson's story in the Bible? Because there was no space in the Bible. But Samson went to the gates and carried it and climbed up the hill. He took away. See, gates is that way prevents blessings from attacks from coming in. It's a place of fortifications, strongholds. Remember, Israel could not advance until they conquered Jericho. For Jericho was holed up. They were in a hold. They were gates, and you could not penetrate the gates until God brought it down. You can't make advance without dealing with the gates. We can't take the goods until we deal with the gates. The gates must come down. Those portals must be shut. Those portals through which demons stream into this land, we must shut them down. And then we must release. So when you say you bind, every contract, that means the contract between heaven and earth, we establish it. The one the Father did not establish, we lose it. We disannul it. Hey, there's a scripture in Jeremiah. Say your covenant with death will be annulled. These are judicial. How do you annul covenants? You go to the throne where the covenants were made. I said, this covenant, sir, I want it to be disannulled. Remember, he said the marriage covenant, once it has been joined together, he said, let no man put asunder. Those are covenants. Are you with me? But if one says, I don't want the covenant, then the covenant breaks. But you cannot come from outside and impose your will on the writers of the covenant. You must have the judicial right. You must have what they call locus study to do it. So they said to Jesus, Son of God, why have you come to torment us? This is not the time for you to come. We know the time. I'm on revelation now. And Jesus did not hide you. He said, how many of you are there? I said, we're a legion. He said, okay. Permission to leave. Leave this person. I want him. But he kept telling us, he's the Son of Man. We need to battle. I was telling Brother Arojo, a crusade held in Accra this last week. And there was no dent on the powers of darkness. Do you understand me? The powers of darkness did not shake. They were not moved. A powerful crusade, a powerful evangelist came into this town, and the earth was okay. Two examples quickly, and I will go. One, he sent his disciples out. How many of them did he send out? 70. 2 by 2. And when they came back, what did he say? Said, I saw Satan fall down from heaven like what? A lightning. What happened? They were preaching gospel. So when the Bible said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God, what they do? They pull down strongholds. They cast down imaginary, bring a thought into captivity. Where you taking it captivity? Because you are disarming powers. Am I making sense? The next example I give is the story of Philip that went to Samaria. And the Bible says, and he preached Jesus, and the whole town gave heed to him. And the controlling principle of that town was Simon the sorcerer. And the power of Simon over their minds broke. I don't know if that's making sense to us. Maybe I wish I could do more analysis on this. The next place which I don't want to talk about was Ephesus. Because we must see these examples and understand what we are up against. If we get our operations right, we wish the powers of darkness of this city will shake. We don't need to go far. They will feel it in the realm. It will be easy for people to get born again. It will be easy for angels to feed someone in the night, like they visited Colinius and said, call for a man in Joppa. He's there. His name is Peter. He will come and save you. Because the heavens were open for that. But did you hear that those things are still happening in Nigeria? No. Why is that all the angelic visits always happen in America? With the bad state. It's because people have opened that portal. Though it's shutting down now. Why is that? We have so many Nigerians praying and Nigeria is not saved. Something is wrong with our prayers. We are not opening portals. We are supposed to be shutting down certain portals and opening certain portals. Somebody said that our Christianity is 1 inch deep and 1 mile long. Even if we can become much more concentrated, all those stupid wrong prayers we pray, we start praying rightly, the powers of heaven over this nation will shake. They will lose their grip. The church has always been the most potent force that changes government. In the day we are tired of a government, that the government is in trouble. Again, the principle that pastor, principle of agreement. What do you think the agreement is all about? You stand before heaven and say, we agree. Father, do this. Baba Ishe. It's judicial. So when we start to pray for this convention is not a PG convention. We are praying beyond PG convention. We are praying that the powers of heaven will invade this land. Are you with me? We need God to visit this land. We need God to visit us. We need portals to be opened over our heads. The Bible said of Jacob that when Jacob slept, and that night he saw a ladder that ascended to heaven, and angels were going up and they were coming down. And he saw the Lord there. Portals need to open. And when he woke up, he said, I'm a dead man. I did not know this was the house of God. We need the house of God. We need him to come under this place and then they'll meet God. I don't know if I'm making sense. You see, people, by the time they're walking there, conviction will grip them. I think preach, I'm from my way, you can get born again. And they become very miserable. By the time they get there, they'll be crying. I don't know whether you understand my plan. That before they leave this place, in fact, they will be crying. Because when the portals open here, angels find it easy to come down and go up, come down and go up. And anybody that comes within that place, one more testimony I close. Pastor Kumi went to do a program, a crusade somewhere, I don't remember the town. And a few days after he finished, a man, madman, walked to the spot where Pastor Kumi's pulpit was, and he was delivered of his madness. Kumi didn't pray for him. Kumi had gone, but he just stood there. Just Okonjambe, no, that spot. And the power of God hit him and delivered him. A man carries, it's good for a man to carry the mantle. You yourself can carry the mantle. You can even become, there's an aspect of it I've not talked about, that you yourself, you're a potter. Sure, you know, you're a potter. That is the advantage you and I have, that you can access evil and bring down God's hand and blessing and give it to people on earth. Hallelujah. But they've told us only the man of God can do that. You don't try it. But that's not true. We all have access by grace into this faith wherein we stand.
Let's bow our heads.
If we don't contend in the presence of God to have the portals open, that God's blessing may come to this land, that God's blessing may come into the life of people, we will not accomplish much. We need the Holy Spirit to tutor us, to teach us how to open portals of God, how to open the blessings over people's lives, how to receive mercy, that God may visit people, that God may heal people, that God may deliver people. This is not an area we have studied, even though sometimes we've done it haphazardly, sometimes it has worked, and most times it has not worked because we do not understand the dynamics, we do not understand the protocols of how these things operate. I'm praying and asking God to make this clearer so that my operation can be more accurate, so that my prayers can be more potent. Lord, teach me how to pray.
teach me how to contend. Teach me how to do this work. Lord, is the will of the Father to bless this nation. Is the will of the Father to save people in this nation. Is the will of the Father. It is the will of the Father to deliver us from religious spirits. It's the will of the Father. But who will enforce the will? Who will obtain the promise? Who will impose the promise? Who will do it in this land? He said, I sought for a man to stand in the gap. We need a standing in the gap. We need a standing in the gap to open the portals. We need the standing in the gap to take away the right of the wicked that has ruled this land. We need men. We need women. We need the grace of God. We need God to help us. We cannot see an harvest except heavens, except the condition is created for heavens to bring it to pass. We need the grace of God. We need the Holy Ghost. We need the Holy Ghost. We need to be able to come into the place of travail, to the praise of operation. Prayer is one of the major keys of unleashing the power of harvest. Oh, we need to challenge the forces of the dark places to tell them to release that hold upon the mind, upon the lives of those people. Oh, he said, God said to Pharaoh, let my people go that they can worship me. We must challenge Pharaoh. We must tell him to let God's people go. Yes, we need grace of God. We need the help of God. We need the energy. We need the ability. We need the strength of Jehovah. Without him, we will not be able to accomplish anything. We are not going in as presumptuous people. We are going in because the word, the sentence has been written. God is looking for men that will break the skulls and read the contents. Oh, and release the judgments. We want the judgments of God to be on the earth. We want the judgments of God to be in place, implanted in this land. We want the mercy of God in the name of Jesus. We want the darkness to be pushed away. We want the powers of heaven to shake. Yebahad zahim bahose. Zembra haladenge. Kuchkushutonge man bahose. Prahelinge. Prudeze. Pakuzata. Pelebreke tezinke. Morunu tagadeshinte. Mranengre ningra man takuze. Uza papa pabada. Uze kiheno santomba. Rebaga duze. Kupalembe dembrenentege sintu kahushata.
It's grace, your grace. I'm nothing without you.
We hope that you have been richly blessed by this message. God demands that we not only be hearers but doers of the word. We implore you to put these teachings to practice. Perhaps you have a question running through your mind in the course of the message. Forward it directly to pastor's email, pgtchurch@gmail.com. We desire to have you join one of our meetings, School of Dialysis, every Tuesday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Governmental prayers, every Thursday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday service, 9 a.m. at Power and Glory Tabernacle Auditorium, along Futa South Gate Road, Akure. For more information about the ministry, log on to our website at www.pgtchurch.org or call 080-372-60299. Grace be with you.